Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have high school football title games this weekend. Actually, yeah, this weekend, two different venues, Central Connecticut and Rensselaer Field. Joining us now, Sean Patrick Boley from CT Insider and Game Time CT. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Listen, I mean, we only got a couple minutes here. There's a bunch of matchups. We go from, you know, there's two classes in each class, right? There's L and double L, M and double M.
Yeah, they're separate classes.
Yeah, yeah, right. But there's two for each grouping. There's, you know,
right,
large, double large or whatever. And so there's a bunch of games. Which one are you most interested in?
Well, the first one I'm interested in is tomorrow night, Windsor versus Massey, because Windsor is one of the last remaining undefeated teams. I think it is the three undefeated teams remaining, but they're the largest in class, and they're playing a Massey team that's certainly excellent, and this is a chance for Windsor to finish number one in the top 10 Game Time CT poll at the end of the season. They're just stacked. We talked about last week. It's a stacked team right now. That's a really big game. If they can complete that, they should be able to become the first Central Connecticut team or Northern or Hartford area Connecticut team to be number one since 2014 when Southington did it. So that'll be fascinating one. The other one I'm really interested in is the Greenwich game the next night versus West Haven. Darianne Buchanan is also playing at 3 o'clock at Root Field in the Class L game. Some blue blood programs for sure, but the Greenwich versus West Haven game, lots of the intrigue there because they're not really supposed to be there. West Haven lost by mere centimeters last time, and they managed to get back somehow despite losing a lot of guys. And these two teams, this is the first time they've met in the final since 2002. And West Haven this past year lost Ed McCarthy, who was a longtime head coach, who won a few state titles there, and that was his last title, and his longtime assistant is trying to get the title back. That the coach was there last year, that he died this last March. Mm. So that'll be a real fascinating matchup, too.
How do you determine who gets to play at a Root Field at Central and who gets to play at the Rent?
Yeah, that's done by the CIAC, and they kind of put a lot of they try to rotate it around a bit so to give all the kids from different classes a little bit of a taste of Rensselaer Field, if that's their preference, or a Root Field, if that's their preference. They do generally, if a team has a lot of high interest, they try to shift the game tonight. That's the only thing that they really use the matchup or the level. They usually put the bigger teams later on in the day. But they generally kind of rotate them around at Root and
got it.
And Rensselaer.
We're talking with Sean Patrick Boley from CT Insider. Again, Game Time CT, it's a whole section there on their website. It's great stuff if you like high school sports, and right now high school football is sort of it. I want to ask you, like, Windsor, how do you think they would do against New Canaan or a Greenwich?
Well, they beat Darianne in over double overtime.
Right, but Darianne lost to New Canaan, right, at Thanksgiving.
Right, but Darianne is certainly capable of beating New Canaan. They did lose to him on Thanksgiving. Actually, a lot of these teams are here because they return the favor and they beat their rivals on Thanksgiving to get to this point. Greenwich beat Staples and West Haven beat Fairfield Prep convincingly, and they had both lost on Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice in a year, so that kind of plays a little bit into it. But they can stack up with any team in the state, Windsor, and I think a lot of the teams in the state finals, especially at the upper levels, really belong here, and they're all very equal, if you want my honest opinion about it.
And you know, the stats of the running back for Windsor I think it's Hall. Hall is his name. Are incredible. But last question for you, because there are Connecticut kids going to Power Five conferences to play college football. In your opinion, who's the best football player this year in the state of Connecticut?
It's an impossible question for me right now.
I know, but you got to take a stand. You got to take a stand. You're the guy who knows right now, everything.
Right now, John Manning has just been absolutely dominant as far as his rushing goes. I mean, he ran for 300 yards against Newington in the semifinal. His stats was off the chart. But I love the West Haven quarterback. He's been really pretty gutsy, too, for like a 3 or 4 year starter. So there's some competition for the top spot right now. But those two guys are on my top of my list.
Yeah, Manning's the kid from Windsor. I missed it. I thought it was the last name.
Yeah, John Manning, yeah.
He's got incredible, incredible numbers. So you're gonna be watching them all this weekend in person?
I am. I'm going to be up there for Windsor Massac tomorrow night, and I'm going to try and see three on Saturday. They have a little bit more of a staggered start this year because I guess they had to move some of the games to Friday night because Central Connecticut was doing something, so they needed to move some games around. So it allows some fans, including myself, to see three games. I'll see the morning game in S, then I'll see the afternoon game at Rensselaer, St. Joseph versus Brookfield, and then I'm going to try and run back to see the West Haven game versus nice. Greenwich at 6:30.
Nice. Listen, you go to ctinsider.com/gametimect. Sean, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun for football
fans.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you.